This is El Puente Podcast with
Kim,
Dave,
and Michael.
Conversations at the intersection of race, sexuality, religion, politics, art, music, and everything in between.
We're stronger when we connect the POVs of POCs. Should just dance together.
Yes.
I mean, there's just something about that release and that joyful movement.
I had the same thing. My school, we had our Halloween or costume dance, and like everybody from pre-K to fifth grade dancing. Like it was a packed house, and it was so great to see like kids from different grade levels dance. The principal, our principal, danced her buttocks off. I dance. Like, it was so much fun.
You dance.
Yeah.
Michael dances his butt off. That's one of the...
I paid money to see that.
Really? You know that one of the best parts of Michael and I's relationship...
The dance.
...was the dancing. Besides, like, just music in general, was just he and I used to dance together all the time. It was so fun.
Aww. That's probably why we were skinnier, too.
Yeah, we were skinnier.
Oh, the good old days. I wish I could say that my weekend was as exciting as y'all's, but it definitely was not, unfortunately. And, of course, I've been just paralyzed with this thinking of the election that's coming up, as I'm sure most of you guys out there are thinking about it, you listeners out there. So, hopefully you...
I love how you said election and we all, like, reach for our drinks.
I know. There's something to that, right? So if you're going to drink, just make sure you vote while you're drinking, I guess. But make sure you pick Democratic and double check to make sure it goes through as Democratic. But this is the big week, guys. And we decide whether or not we're going to have a democracy or not this week.
Pretty much, yeah.
So
that's kind of what it boils down to. Yeah. And I'm terrified of the whole like voter intimidation and voter rolls being purged.
Manipulation.
And, yeah, all this shit is like...
I know. What do we have for checks and balances on this?
There's nothing, really.
Just people voting in large enough numbers to where there's no doubt who won.
Yeah, like you can't fake it.
It can't be faked. So we will see. As the recording of this podcast, of course, the election will be over and we will know who won some of these very critical races. I'm watching some races around the country, including the one in Georgia for governor. We're going to talk about in a little bit. I'm watching the race in Maryland, another black candidate for governor there. And, of course, the race we talked about last week, Andrew Gillum in Florida. So I'm definitely watching those. Of course, here in Texas, we're also keeping our eye on Beto. And we'll see if Beto is able to pull it out. But I think we should go ahead and pop the news for the week related to talking about voting. Let's talk about some very important issues.
The news.
So, as voting is going on across the country, there have been at least four very high-profile cases of voter suppression that have caught national attention. And we at El Puente Podcast want to make you aware of them. Have you guys been watching, following what's going on with all this voter suppression around the country?
That's what I'm saying. It's scary.
I was going to say the same exact thing. It's terrifying. Is so scary.
It's like we're back in 1963 again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before the Voting Rights Act. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just blatant suppression going on. Here are four stories that caught our attention here. In Dodge City, Kansas, which is a majority Latino city, Republican officials move the only voting location for the entire city of over 13,000 registered voters 2.5 miles outside of the city. And there's only one place to vote in Dodge City.
That is ridiculous.
And it's not in Dodge City. It's outside of Dodge City. So if you can imagine that.
Wow.
That's pretty outrageous. Of course, we know about what's going on in Georgia. A lot of people are obviously talking about the voter suppression that's going on there. In fact, little known fact, Brian Kemp has been sued several times for voter suppression techniques and been caught on those techniques a number of times. The one that has caught a bunch of people's attention this time is Georgia's so-called exact match rule. Have you guys heard about this?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So basically, the way it works is, if your voter registration doesn't exactly match state records, an exact match or whatever's on your DMV records or whatever, then you're flagged as a potential non-citizen, and then your vote is either held in purgatory, or you have to prove that you're a citizen. You have to go through these other additional steps to prove that you're a citizen. Not surprisingly, this law affects mostly black people. And I wonder why. Also, going on across the country is what's happening in North Dakota. Very, very blatant voter suppression going up on there. In fact, the Supreme Court recently upheld a new law by Republicans that says that if your identification doesn't actually have a street address on it, then you are not legal to vote in that state. And how is that controversial? Well, a lot of Native Americans live on reservations.
Yeah.
And they don't have street addresses.
Mm.
And have many people have pointed out, this law went into effect after their current senator won, their Democratic senator won, with a lot of overwhelming Native American support.
Mm.
That law was enacted soon after that, specifically targeting those voters.
That's ridiculous.
And of course, you can't forget what's going on here in Texas. We have to talk about Texas. In fact, a group of students at Prairie View A&M University, which is a historically black university, have filed a lawsuit alleging that the voting overseers, that sounds like slavery, the people who oversee the voting rolls, they're making it onerous and difficult for those students to cast their votes. In a lawsuit filed in federal court in Houston, five students of the school allege that Waller County election officials are violating their civil rights by not providing them enough locations anywhere in the city to cast their ballots. So, as always...
Yeah. Well, and there's no voting locations on campus.
None on campus. No. So my nearby.
One of my nieces, who's in college, a sophomore in college, she said that she went to vote... And they said that her social security number didn't match, but then she went and looked at the paperwork and it did match.
Wow.
So she was going to go back, but it's like...
Yeah, they're really making... The thing is, they're making people fight for their basic right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. It should be a freedom that is afforded to everyone without... I mean, it's like they're penalizing people for being...
Black,
yeah,
brown.
Well, and thank God, you know, we've got people like, you know, organizations like the NAACP, you know, who are helping, you know, minority voters be able to fight against this type of ludicrous behavior. You know, they filed a complaint. The case was thrown out.
That's right. The recent exact match rule, I think, was put on hold, right?
Judge Ross ruled that the NAACP and the Lawyers Committee for the Civil Rights Under Law, who filed the complaint, would likely win if the case continued, so they halted the practice, allowing anyone whose registration was flagged to simply present an ID to a poll manager instead of, you know, it having to be the deputy registrar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, good. I mean, hopefully that, you know, helps Miss Abrams win.
Yes, please. Please. Wouldn't we need a black woman. Yep.
Did you guys see the speech that Oprah gave of Miss Abrams?
I heard it was amazing.
It was amazing. I posted it on my Facebook. Unfortunately, we can't play the audio here because we don't own the rights to it. But you guys should definitely, definitely take a look at that video. Mother O, once again, inspiring the people, the masses. This week in What Exactly Do You Mean, where we take tweets and bits and bobs from the internet and present them to you, the lovely people of America.
And other countries that listen to us.
Emily
from Holt, Michigan. Guys, it's been like 500 years. Love is not making white supremacy go away.
From Anonymous. Numerous terrorist attacks in America this week. Not from people in a caravan. Not from people from Mexico. Not from people from Yemen, not from people from Iran, not from people from Syria, not from people from Libya, all from white supremacists from America. Sick.
If you wanted to be a witch as a kid, then you're gay now. Those are the rules.
This is from In Living Mueller. call me old-fashioned, but if immigrants want to come here legally, they need to do it the proper way by covering their naked bodies in baby oil and posing in girl-on-girl porn until they grab the attention of a billionaire who wants to buy them a genius visa. As per the conservatives.
From Alan Clifton. Republicans. Clinton should be in prison for using a non-secure server to send emails while she was Secretary of State. Breaking. Trump frequently uses a non-secured iPhone intelligence officials say is definitely being spied on by the Chinese and Russians. Republicans? Shrug emoji.
I imagine one of the reasons people cling to their hate so stubbornly is because they sense once hate is gone, they'll be forced to deal with pain. James A. Baldwin.
Newly dating. I love laying my head on your chest when you're sleeping so I can hear you breathe. 3 years later, I recorded you snoring so you can hear how fucking loud you are and why I can't fucking sleep.
From Anonymous. I wish people had a 30-second trailer so I could see what I'm getting myself into.
Honor the friendships that allow you to pick up from where you last left off, regardless of how long it's been since you connected. The friendships that survive hiatuses, silences, and space. Those are the connections that never die.
From Neil deGrasse Tyson. Imagine how much more advanced society would be today if women who comprise half of the world's brain power were socially and intellectually enfranchised from the beginning of civilization.
This from at Craigosaurus. If your church romanticizes the Hondurans they reach out to on short-term mission trips, but demonizes the Hondurans seeking asylum in a refugee caravan, it might be time to re-examine what mission is really about.
Two things define us. Our patience when we have nothing, and our attitude when we have everything.
From KXAN News. Suspected drunk driver hits an ATC EMS ambulance that responded to a suspected drunk driver that hit Austin police vehicles that pulled over a suspected drunk driver. Yeah, you read that right.
Hispanics are the biggest recyclers of plastic bags. So when you see a turtle choking on a plastic bag, don't look at us. All our bags are in a drawer under the sink.
And that was What Exactly Do You Meme? Tune in next week as we bring you some more memes and tweets and things. And as always, if you have any to share or want us to read on the air, send them to pocamadremedia@gmail.com.
Clap back, time for the clap back. All right, friends, that was my feeble attempt to try to write a little song, but it just didn't work. On the spot.
And it just, and you're such a good songwriter, too.
It's working.
I know, we'll figure it out.
You'll get there.
Yeah, okay.
She's working on a little bit of song for this segment.
Yes, yes, and I'm just overthinking it.
She's going to bring it.
Okay, I'm going to bring it. All right, so this week on the clapback, Lord have mercy, the race for governor of Georgia is lit.
It is lit.
Yes, come on with it, y'all.
Come on, Georgians.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to preface this by saying that, oh my gosh, A, I want her to win for many different reasons.
Yeah, we're talking, of course, about Stacey Abrams, mm-hmm. who mm-hmm. is running to be the first African-American female governor of Georgia. Go on.
Or in the U.S.,
right? In the U.S., yes. Yeah, in the U.S., ever. Yeah,
yeah.
Like, yes.
Well, I want to preface this by saying that I also want her to win because I want the night of the election when she wins to pull out my Julia Sugarbaker from Designing Women and be like, and that is the night the lights went out in Georgia.
Yes. Yes.
But anyway, so this week's clapback, of course, involves the race that we are watching here at El Puente Podcast in Georgia. And of course, we talked a little bit at the top of the show about Brian Kemp, the Republican candidate, Secretary of State, who's actually in charge of the election itself, and his shenanigans in trying to, A, win the election, B, suppress the black vote. Well, they had a debate, Abrams and Kemp, and let's just say there were some fireworks, y'all, at this debate. Mm. And, of course, the issue of voter suppression came up at the debate. And they were both kind of asked to explain their positions and where they stood on the issue. Of course, Brian Kemp came for Miss Abrams. Oh, no, she better don't. And it didn't go so well for him. Did you guys see the debate? I don't know if you guys...
I did not.
Oh my God, so powerful. She is an amazing candidate. He tried to come for her, and he was like, I can't believe that I saw that you want illegal immigrants to vote for you and blah, blah, blah. And she just let him have it. Well, here, let me let the audio speak for itself. Listen to this.
Ms. Abrams, as you know, in a recent video, you called on illegals to vote for you in this election. I was actually shocked. I had to watch that video twice. It clearly shows that you were asking for undocumented and documented folks to be part of your winning strategy. So my question is, why are you encouraging people to break the law for you in this election?
Mr. Kemp, you are very aware that I know the laws of Georgia when it comes to voting. In fact, I am one of the foremost experts in the state on expansion of voting rights. And I have never in my life asked for anyone who is not legally eligible to vote to be able to cast a ballot. What I've asked for is that you allow those who are legally eligible to vote to allow them to cast their ballots. And in fact, we took you to court in 2016, and a federal judge said that you illegally canceled 34,000 registrations. You use the exact same system, the exact match system that is under dispute right now. Now, I realize that in the next response, you're going to say that it's a function of my organization because your tendency is to blame everyone else for the mistakes that you make. My responsibility as a leader is to see a problem and try to solve it. When I saw that we had 800,000 unregistered people of color in the state of Georgia, I started an organization that has reached into every county and increased those registrations. When I saw that people were being unlawfully denied the right to vote, I worked to make certain that we held you accountable. And as the next governor of Georgia, I will continue to do my job to make certain that every legally eligible vote that gets cast gets counted.
Yes, and that's part where she grabs her purse, turns around, and walks away. That was good.
I think that was a spank.
That was
that was so much more than a clapback. I feel like clapback wasn't good enough.
His ass was red after that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
you got a whooping.
It was a good performance by her. Yeah. She's just an amazing candidate.
Red
so.
To filth.
She read him to filth. Do not come for Stacey Abrams if you do not have the receipts, Brian Kemp. So that's what you learned. But anyway, that's this week's clapback heard around the world. And as of the recording of this podcast, we don't know if Miss Abrams is going to be governor or not, but we sure hope she is. So this is an opinion piece, and I want to say that Don Lemon has kind of become America's favorite black, like, person of power who's talking truth to power. I mean, it's like America's second favorite black media person. I'm, of course, the first. No, just kidding. No, but Don Lemon is on a roll, ladies and gentlemen. And so if you are like one of the, I don't know, five or six Americans in the country who watch his show, I'm just kidding. I love his show. I go to sleep with Don Lemon. That sounded wrong.
Wow. What is I meant, this a Freudian slip there,
no,
Dave?
What I meant to say is that he puts me to sleep. No, that's not. That's
oh.
Not, I watch his show as I'm going to bed at night. That's what I'm trying to say. And I love Don Lemon. I love Don Lemon. I love what he does. I love his representation as being a black man and having that platform. Having said that, Don Lemon, of course, said something this week, I think it was, that we are going to discuss right now. And I want to get y'all's takes on it. Don Lemon said, and I'm going to quote Don here, we have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men. Most of them radicalized to the right, and we have to start doing something about them. This is him talking to Chris Cuomo on Chris Cuomo's show on CNN. Mm. He continues, there's no travel ban on them. There is no ban on, you know, they had the Muslim ban. This is a... There is no white guy ban. So,
loaded.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go.
I'm just gonna put it out there. I hope people don't hate me for saying this, but I agree with him. However, I think he could have said it more delicately.
Okay,
a little bit.
Preach, mama. Preach.
I just feel like you can't make a blanket statement that white men are the biggest threat as terrorists or whatever, and say before that, I don't want to demonize anybody.
Thank you, Mama.
Yeah.
Can we press the rewind on that real quick? Uh-huh. Yes. So he says in the one breath, we have to stop demonizing people, and then goes on after the comma to demonize people of a race in the same sentence. Now, Kim, I think I'm with you. I agree. He has the receipts.
Yeah. I mean, the statistics are there.
Okay.
And so what we say is statistically in this country, we have, you say statistically in this country, the statistics say that white, radical white men are the biggest terrorists.
Threat.
Yeah.
Here's
you say the numbers. You say the facts and the
numbers.
Statistics
here are
first.
The numbers. Lemon actually backed up his claims because, of course, they were incendiary and people responded accordingly. And the next day, on his next show, he brought the receipts and he cited a report put out by the Government Accountability Office. Okay. And it says in this report that since the the September 11, 2001 terror attacks, that right-wing extremists have killed 106 people in 62 different attacks in the U.S., while Islamist extremists have killed 119 people in 23 different attacks. And that was kind of what he cited as his evidence, his statistical evidence to back up this claim. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think of this evidence?
Well, real quick, I'd like to comment on another horrible thing about him phrasing it this way, mm-hmm. is it plays right into the stereotype that the right has. Like, look at this, these black people hate white people.
Yeah.
It plays right into that narrative. And it's like, if you don't, you know, it's like, don't do that.
The thing is, even with that fucking narrative, if black people hate white people, there's a lot of justification there.
I know.
I'm not saying it's right.
I know. But I'm just saying it like, try explaining that to their side.
Right, yeah. It plays into their hands, is your point. But looking at the evidence here itself, I actually have a problem with the evidence as presented, too. Like, if you took a deep dive on it, Kim, you were actually analyzing this earlier. So he's saying that right-wing extremists have killed 106 people in 62 different attacks in the U.S. That's statistical knowledge or whatever. But by comparison, Islamists have killed 119 people, so more people in 23 different attacks, in fewer attacks. So what is he trying to say? What is his argument? Like, one is like more bad than the other? They both seem pretty awful to me. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I kind of see the way he's presenting it is that so many people excuse the bigotry that people have towards Islam.
Right.
A lot of people have so much animosity that they really do demonize them. And so mm-hmm. he's trying to say, look, they're just as bad and we don't have a ban on them.
Yeah, he is. And you cannot deny that statistical evidence, and you cannot deny that opinion. I mean, it's justified to say that, I would say, you know, in support of Don. I'm with you, Michael. He should have said it more artfully. And Kim, you said that too.
He should have been smarter about it.
Yeah.
Smarter, more strategic.
That's the problem. Fake news. When you are in that role, you really, really have to think out. I mean, people make fun of people for writing speeches, but, you know, people will be semantic to the death. You know, they will hold you to semantics to the death. And I know I'm one of those people. You know what I'm saying? I would have been a lawyer that would have won on semantics all the time. Semantics of the law. Because really know English grammar pretty well.
It's all semantics at that level.
Even though you can't tell on this podcast. I blame it on the alcohol.
Hey, it's okay. Well, okay. But Michael, you said something a second ago that I totally agree with. And I want to expand on it. You said that he wasn't being strategic about, well, not strategic, that wasn't your word, but like, he wasn't smart about what he'd been saying because it feeds into a narrative on the right. And there is actually another story that was kind of similar to this, same fucking network, actually, CNN. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see earlier in the week there was a GQ columnist named Julia Loff, and she said something that also could be argued is you know, a debatable topic, okay? She put out something pretty incendiary, and she kind of had to backtrack and apologize about it. She said this. I'm going to read the quote here. This is her on CNN's The Lead with Jake Tapper, the dashing Jake Tapper. She said, I think this president, one of the things that he really launched his presidential run on is talking about Islamic radicalization. And this president has radicalized so many more people than ISIS ever did. I mean, the way he talks, the way he, and then of course she's interrupted, but her, her comment was that Donald Trump, our president, has radicalized more people than ISIS.
Wow.
I mean, and you know, there's receipts, but and it's a debatable thing. You can talk about that. You know what I mean? That's a legitimate argument.
Yeah, it's not. It is. It's not people just. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not her being funny. Like it's right. It's real.
This is real.
It's astounding.
I bet you'll never look at a red MAGA hat the same way again, children.
Oh my God.
I'm not looking at them.
I don't know, man.
I want to get a blue hat that says, Make America Not Stupid.
Yes, M-A-N-S.
Seriously.
Mans.
Make America Not Stupid, man. Ah, shit. So anyway, well, I will be continuing to watch Don Lemon because his show is lit. Hopefully here, you guys who listen to our podcast on the reg get the sense that we are really about building bridges at this show.
Yes.
And really about making connections with people.
Yes.
And we would never, ever want to demonize a certain segment of a population or, you know, a group. Because we don't want to be demonized and segregated.
And we don't want to be Don Lemon.
Stereotyped. So I hope that that comes through as you guys listen to us. We want to build bridges between all communities.
Yes. And that's why we make the distinction between why people and white people whenever we have those conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Don, love you, baby. We love you. This week, a segment we haven't done for a while, No Ma'am, and where we basically look around at all the people out in the world who are doing crazy shit and just ask them, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, this one, I mean, it is, I would give it top 10.
This is top 10.
Open mouth. Eyes wide. What the fuck?
Oh my God, what happened?
Okay, so Idaho public school teachers decide that it's okay to dress up as Mexicans and a border wall.
Oh my God.
Okay, so
for Halloween.
No,
it wasn't just like a Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay. So
But Tuesday was Halloween, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. You're right.
Yeah. Anyway.
So it was circulating on social media this week, and they show that there are more than a dozen adults dressed up in two groups at Middleton Heights Elementary School. Oh, my God. These are teachers at an elementary school.
Wow.
And they are located 30 miles west of Boise. One group dressed up as the stereotypical Mexican with maracas, ponchos, sombreros, and fake mustaches.
Love it.
And the other group was dressed as wall segments plastered with the Make America Great American slogan. Teachers! Oh my God! These teachers... How did they get
their jobs?
Yeah.
How did they not lose?
Because they ask you.
Well, they did.
Oh, they did.
So the latest update on that story that they did. At first, the superintendent was very reluctant to do anything. He had made a public comment that said something like, you know, we are better than this, I think was the exact quote. We're better than this. Well, yeah, no shit. You should be better than that.
Yeah.
But according to the latest news, they were suspended, the teachers.
Suspended or fired?
Suspended.
No, they should have been fired.
Right. Yeah. They're suspended. But you're absolutely right. So you got two groups of teachers who are basically dressed up in this most offensive at an elementary school.
Oh my God, you are teaching this to young kids. You are teaching
racism.
Yes.
To young children.
Oh, my God. I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm just in utter disbelief. Like, what type of education did they receive, and how did they get their certificates?
Yeah. I heard next year they were dressing up as Sambos.
Jesus.
Son of a...
I mean, seriously, like, what's the difference?
It's not. That's horrific. Yeah.
Let's say that it was just on their personal time.
Okay.
Right? You know what I mean? They weren't in school. Mm-hmm. Let's put that aside for a second. They were inside the school when they took the picture. But they're in somebody's house. They're at Susan's house. And they decide, hey, it would be really fun if we dressed up like Mexicans. I just happen to have all of this racist paraphernalia and a border wall. And they decide to take a picture. Let's say they did that.
Yes.
Would it be okay or not for the school to take action against that? Now, yes, because people like that, in my liberal opinion, should not be near kids.
Yes, correct.
Because they're absolutely dangerous. Yeah. However, the conservative part of me says, but, and the teacher part of me says this too, they are not entitled into my personal life.
Yeah, but the contract.
Because I'm a public employee. Like, and that's where I don't agree with the contract. Like, I'm thinking, yeah, if it's in my personal time, if I want to be a racist in my personal time, I don't, then I have that right as long as I'm not doing anything to anybody else.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I know that's controversial coming from me, but that's where I would argue that it would be different.
I do think there should be privacy.
I don't think it matters, and I don't think our laws say that it's okay to be a racist at any time unless you are... I mean,
the president.
I mean, I guess you are allowed to state that you are a racist, but I don't think that you are allowed to be a racist and a teacher. I don't think that
there's so many the way that they are. Screen.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
But I don't think they are legally allowed to do that. So I believe they should be legally fired.
I think that they are legally allowed to be a racist. They're not legally allowed to let their racism affect their students.
You're right.
That's the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was arguing earlier. Yeah. It's like, I have the right to be whatever I want to be as long as it's not affecting my job.
Right. Yeah. You're right. I mean, use the example of racist. I don't think you're racist. But, you know, you could have been, but anything, like maybe you want to be a whore on your personal time.
Exactly. Exactly.
Maybe you want to be whatever.
Whatever you want to be in your personal time is your personal time.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, either way, we can agree that these teachers should not be teaching to children. And that's why the latest news, of course, that they were suspended is at least heartening, considering that it looked for a couple of days like that wouldn't be the case.
Este quiz te dirá a que Shakira te pareces más.
Wow, look at you. Really good.
Oh, good.
And then the subtitle is, ¿Eres la Shakira Dark, la hippie o la rabiosa?
Yeah. So if you guys want to take this quiz along with us, you can check on the link here and you can take the quiz as we take it.
It's on BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed. And it's which Shakira are you? Which Shakira are you? So we're going to find out today on No, But Really, What Are You? Which Shakira... We are. The dark, the hippie, or the rabiosa, the rabbit. All right. First question. It says, in what animal would you like to be reincarnated as? And it's got a wolf, a bird, an elephant, a whale, a fish, a deer, a lion, and a cat. Gato. Oh, I'm definitely going to be a cat, yo. Click.
Yeah?
Yeah. I love cats. They're majestic. They're amazing animals.
I would love to be a deer just for its beauty.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
I think I want to be a lion.
You want to be?
You are a lion.
You are. I think I'm going to be the dorky little bird.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. I can fly.
You are a little bird.
No, I said I like them, but I didn't say I was going to be one.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, I want to be the bird. The bird can fly.
All right, next question.
That's cool.
It says, choose your hippie pattern. And you have some hippie patterns you get to choose from.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
I like that aqua like snake one. It looks like 3D.
That's pretty cool.
There's a Native American looking one. There's a
the floral.
Flower power.
That's like straight up Laughing from 1969 right there. Oh, I love this one. The little plumas. ¿Cómo se dice in English? The feathers. Choose your outfit. Okay, you're supposed to choose an outfit.
Hey, Kim, you should read them in... We'll have her to read them in Spanish, then you do the English.
Okay, so read the next one, Kim.
Okay.
Escoge
un outfit.
Yeah, choose an outfit. Okay.
Okay, ooh, I don't know.
That Shakira would never wear any of these.
This is awful.
Shakira would not wear any of this stuff. Yeah, I think the leather jacket at least.
Yeah, I saw the leather. That's what leather. I was thinking. The leather jacket, the one that's brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is what she would wear or what you would wear?
It says you choose an outfit.
So what would you wear?
The leather, of course, click.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm doing. Yeah, but you know what? Look, that very top one has a leather skirt. I think
that's brown leather. That's kind of a cute skirt. That fucking top is terrible, though.
Yeah, you're right. Oh. I'm picking
that. How many times do you say that a week?
Okay.
This is hard.
¿Qué habitación te gusta más?
Which bedroom do you like more? Okay, these are actually kind of nice. Oh, I love that brick wall in that one.
The brick wall's nice.
Yeah.
That's really pretty.
Well, there's two of them with brick walls.
I also like monochromatic rooms, though.
Yeah, me too. I like the one that's gray and white.
I'm going with the bottom left.
You would go with the bottom.
Without that knitted comforter thing, but yeah.
Si pudieras hacer una colaboración con quien sería.
Good.
Damn, girl, your Spanish is getting so much gooder. So, if you could have a collaboration with which artist would you do it? Ooh. So, Beyonce, Amy Winehouse, Alicia Keys, Selena Gomez.
Oh, Rihanna, hands down.
So, I'm going to say, I'm going to go with Amy Winehouse.
No, she would be amazing.
Right?
Love Amy Winehouse.
That was cute. Okay.
And voila, we have the answer. So, what did you get at home? I got La Tortura, Shakira.
Me too. But she looks like she was jumping in a thing of oil.
Okay, it says this. Oh, should I read in Spanish? Okay. Eres una persona muy visceral que no tiene miedo de mostrar su lado oscuro a la primera. Quien te quiera tiene que aguantarte como eres, pues tú no vas a cambiar para complacer a nadie. Eres muy sensual y te gusta y te encanta ser así. Tú no tienes nada de penas y complejos del siglo pasado. Ow! Good. Michael, translate that shit for them.
Please.
Oh, I don't have it in front of me. I can't see it.
You didn't get that.
I didn't get that
What did you get?
Shakira enamorada.
Okay, so...
What is that?
Like Shakira in love.
She's Shakira in love. I am the Tortura Shakira. So basically just a translation for those who don't speak Spanish. We are very... Because you got the same one, right, Kim?
Yes, yes.
We are very visceral. We don't have we're not afraid to show our dark side. Whoever's with us, they have to just kind of deal with us, how we are.
Yeah.
And we're not going to change to fucking complacer a nadie. No one. We're not going to like change to fucking, you know what I mean? What's complacer? Yeah. Como que, like, you know.
To placate.
Placate and please. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and we like being a C. We like being the way we are. So.
Oh, that's my true self. I have to water it down for school, though.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I have to.
Apparently, we also like being covered in oil because this gif of her in that video.
I was going to say. God.
Just keeps repeating.
And her body looks rock hard.
She was amazing in that video.
Yeah, that
look at her abs, man.
Whew, so
damn
hot.
Girl.
See, mine is the walking on the beach barefoot Shakira.
But what song?
I'm trying to remember what song that was from. I don't know.
That's like that was like the Anna Lannis Morissette Shakira days too.
Yeah,
though, right.
Yeah, her
with
hair
the
was
long, dark hair.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. So here's mine. So
okay,
Shakira enamorada. Eres una persona muy enamoradiza que siempre quiere estar acompañada. Has aprendido a disfrutar tu soledad, pero lo cierto es que tu vida ideal es con una pareja a tu lado. Eres tan cursi que crees en el amor eterno, las medias naranjas y todo eso.
Wow, you made it sound so beautiful.
I am none of that.
Translate.
So it's like you are like a person who's in love with love. Mm-hmm. You always need to be accompanied. You have learned to enjoy your loneliness. But the truth is, your ideal life is with a partner at your side. You're very cursi. How do you say cursi in English?
Cursi is como like...
Como like...
you know, cursi.
Cheesy.
Cheesy, yes, that's it. Yeah. It's cheesy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So wait, say the whole thing again.
I guess just I am the cheesy. I'm the cheesy. That's the only part that's me.
I wouldn't say you're cheesy in love, though.
So it says you're very cheesy. You believe in eternal love.
Aww.
And like the orange halves and all of that.
That is so not you.
Yeah.
Wait, so, okay, don't take the quiz. Because it's not accurate. No, take the quiz. Take the quiz and take it with us. Yes. And thank you for taking it with us. And
it'll be 2/3 right.
It might be right. I don't know. I like the one I got. So anyway.
Me too.
So that's it for this week's No, But Really, What Are You? Guys, so I don't know about you, but I was really impressed with Kim's Spanish during that quiz. You were really great.
Muchas gracias.
Yeah, and that leads, of course, into...
Muchas gracias.
Oh, my God. We're just saying how good you were, and you fucked that up.
I know.
And that leads us into Lecciones Learned this week, where, of course, we teach Kim Spanish. And this week, since we've been kind of teaching her a little bit of Spanish already with the last quiz, we're just going to go over one more idiom. And then we're going to have a review test. Okay, Kim, are you ready? Because we have to test to make sure you've been learning all the Spanish.
Oh, no, I'm in trouble. So I don't have time to study.
That's okay. If you listen at home and you've been learning Spanish with us, of course, you can test yourself, too.
This is that nightmare when you are in school and you're naked and you're about to take a final you didn't study for.
Oh, I hate that dream.
Oh, man, I hate that dream.
Oh, Lord.
I hate living that life.
Okay. So, Michael, what is the idiom that we're going to learn this week?
Okay. So, again, this is another one from fluentu.com. And Kim, actually, why don't you read it?
Oh, okay.
Just dive right in. Deep in.
Tiene más lana que un borrego.
Tiene más lana que un borrego.
Tiene más lana que un borrego.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, break it down.
I have more...
Lana. What is lana?
That's going to be hard for her because that's a slang.
Yeah, what is it? Like money.
Oh, yeah, it's money.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
So, lana is
well,
like money.
I have it, more it, money
it's, it's
than...
double meaning here.
I mean, yeah.
Originally, lana is... Should we tell you yet?
Yes, we should tell. Sheep's wool.
Wool.
Sheep's wool.
But it also means money.
It also means money.
It's slang for money.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So you have more money than...
Okay. Oh, I think she can figure this out with just that. Let's see. Do it.
You have more money than... You have...
Un borrego.
Borrego. It sounds kind of sexy.
Only if you're a Trump voter.
Oh. Then that you have brains.
Cruel. That was cruel. That was
you have
cruel.
More money than you have brains.
Oh, that's a good. That's a really good
that
guess.
Would fit.
That's a really good guess.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Michael, explain.
Okay.
Borrego, borrego. So, donkey?
No, but you're getting closer.
Sheep.
Yeah.
Oh,
you have more
money than you have.
To have more
wool.
Wool than sheep.
Than sheep. You have more wool than sheep.
That means. Wow. Which means you're. You're rich, bitch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it does have a double meaning, you know.
Oh.
You have more wool than sheep, and you have more money than
okay,
most
so
people.
Say it again, so how I would say it.
Tiene más lana que un borrego.
Tiene más lana que un borrego.
Mm-hmm. You need to work on rolling your R's, though.
Borrego.
Oh, that was good.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're such a quick learner.
She's so good. She's so good.
Yeah.
Which brings us to our review. Okay, so shall we do a review?
All right.
Okay, now these are reviews from other Lecciones Learns that we've done. Okay, it's a total quiz. Totally, I know, it's a little stress. Take a shot.
Man.
Take a shot, it'll help.
Y'all are evil.
Okay, you ready?
I should have been studying.
She took a big ass shot. Okay, here we go.
I did.
What does it mean... Tener pájaros en la cabeza. Tener pájaros.
Okay, pájaros is a bird.
Very good. En la cabeza.
Cabeza is your head, right?
That's right.
Have a bird in your head.
You got it. Yes.
Okay, that's what it literally means.
But what is it? What does the idiom really mean?
To have a bird in your brain, like a bird brain. It's like you're not very smart.
So the English equivalent is to have bats in your belfry.
What? I've never heard that expression.
You heard that one, haven't you?
English.
Like, no. Oh, he's got bats in his belfry.
What? Yes. Who says that?
English?
I don't know.
People from England?
I have never heard that. Anyway, you probably heard that on Doctor Who. Yes, that's literally where you heard that. Yes.
No.
You know what I'm talking about.
No.
Yes, you are.
That I've heard that here in American media, too.
Really?
Bats in the belfry.
Was it Don Lemon? Okay. Anyway.
Here's the next question on the test.
You cuckoo.
You have some issues.
Okay. Here's the next question on the test, Kim. You ready? Review test. And just translate this to English. Vete a la chingada.
You are a bitch.
No. Try again.
Pussy.
Vete. A la chingada.
Oh my God. I forgot. Yeah, well, you see
vete.
It. Get out.
Okay. But what is chingar?
Vete.
Remember chingar.
Give me any clues here. Vete.
Get out of my house.
Vete.
Go.
Go out.
Vete a la chingada.
You said that with such passion.
I know. Go out and suck my dick.
That was not it.
That's not it.
We're gonna go ahead and mark that as an X.
No, but she gets some extra credit points for being creative.
That was an X's, y'all. That was straight up X's. No, it means go fuck yourself. Question number three. Ready? So can you express for us what a putero is? Un putero.
Un putero. That's one of those bitchy boys.
Okay. Let me put it.
She's not far from it.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Okay. Let me put it in a sentence and see if that helps you.
God.
Okay.
I'm in so much trouble.
Tengo un putero de trabajo que hacer esta noche.
Is something about working slower at night.
Tengo un putero de trabajo para hacer esta noche.
What you guys can't see at home is he's making expressions and moves to help her.
He really is, and he's dynamite at it, but I'm still not getting it.
What is it? TPR? TPR.
TPR.
Total physical response.
When you teach your vocabulary. Oh my God, you are getting way too teachery up in this bitch.
Oh my Lord. What? I don't even know. I was like, what? I'm a music
teacher. Give it to her one more time slow.
Okay.
Yes, okay. Slowly.
Slow.
Tengo un putero de trabajo para hacer esta noche.
Boom. Right there. On the pillow. Super tired.
You are super exhausted.
Yes. But.
Tengo un putero de trabajo.
But you work at night. But you still need to put out.
Not exactly.
I am failing, guys.
No, you're great.
Exactly and not remotely.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and mark that an equis.
Okay.
What is it, Michael?
So it's like a fuck ton of.
Putero is like fuck ton. I have a fuck ton of work.
To do tonight,
and that's why I'm so fucking tired. So, okay, here's the last question. And basically, use this in a sentence.
Oh, no.
Okay? ¿Qué pedo? And then finish that sentence. ¿Qué pedo?
Pero is butt, right?
No.
Pero. Oh, pero is...
Or I'll even give you a little...
No, not pero. P-E-R-O. P-E-D-O.
Pero. And here, you can even say this. ¿Qué pedo qué? Finish that sentence. So you not only do you have to know the word what pedo means, but you need to make a sentence. This is actually the level 5 question of the test for all you teachers out there.
Pedo...
¿Qué pedo?
¿Qué pedo?
¿Qué pedo qué?
¿Qué puedo?
¿Qué pedo?
¿Qué pedo? ¿Qué pedo qué? ¿Qué pedo qué? What the fuck?
Oh
to get extra credit on that one.
Oh my god.
Okay. Actually, let's consider what she said as a sentence. Que pedo, que what the fuck?
Yeah.
It actually works. It actually works.
Yes.
It actually works.
Yes. It's a good code switching sentence.
Total code switching Spanglish sentence.
Yes.
Que pedo, what the fuck? Okay, so let's go ahead and give her the answer for the last one, right? Mm-hmm. So pedo means like, it literally means fart, right? But when you say que pedo, it's like, what the fuck? So you were supposed to finish that with what the fuck that, and then just finish it like Donald Trump ganó las elecciones en 2016. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck that, and then finish that sentence.
Yeah.
But okay. Thank you for playing.
Yay!
Yeah. Oh, actually, you can get some extra credit. Okay. Why don't you end the segment singing?
Oh, gosh, can't we end it?
Singing us a song in Spanish.
There you go.
Oh, extra man. Credit on the quiz.
Now I'm under pressure, though.
And extra credit on the quiz.
Okay. Mexicanos al grito de guerra, el acero a prestar y el bridón, y retiemblen sus centros la tierra al sonoro rugir del cañón. Y retiemblen sus centros la tierra al sonoro rugir del cañón.
Yeah.
So good.
You made all the points up with that one. You get 100,
yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah. 100.
Who needs something positive?
Yes.
Hello.
Who wants it now?
I want it right now, bitch.
Yes, well, to that I say, eso, eso, eso! Yes, and this week, it is something that just warms my heart.
This is so great.
People like to watch kid videos. I like to see parent and kid videos. Because when you see those moments of parents just being really great, that's what this SOSO is this week.
Yeah.
This is a father who has his son say this pledge every morning. And it kind of reminds me of that one little girl standing in the mirror. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, love that
video. Yeah, where like, it's like being positive about yourself. Yeah. And anyways.
You're amazing.
So yeah, here is our SOSO.
So this is from at Sigma Mentor, JCW. This is the guy who I guess posted the video. And I want to read this from him. He says, the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he gets old, he will not depart. After developing a pledge for my fraternity's male mentoring club's members, I decided to make one of my own. Who knew he would memorize it in less than 2 months? Talking about his son, of course.
Yeah.
And then you can follow him and his Twitter handle here at @sigma_mentor. @JCW. So this is a little snippet of the video, or of the video you can watch. It's viral. I'm sure you've probably seen it by now. And here's a little audio of it. If you want to watch the rest of it, click on our link and it will link to the actual video, the whole thing, because it's so adorable. But this is Joshua's pledge.
All right, we're starting our day off, Mom, with our pledge. You ready, Joshua?
Yes.
Let's go.
Today is going to be a good day.
Today is going to be a good day. I thank God for waking me up today. I'm going to school
so I can learn.
So I can learn. Go to college. And be the leader that God has created me to be.
I'll be today.
I'll be educated.
I'll be educated. By my teachers.
Empowered.
By my teachers.
With the tools.
To be successful. Within my community.
Within my community and throughout the country.
I apply myself daily.
I study.
And I ask questions.
When I don't understand.
When I'm confronted with a problem. Or conflict. I think. Before I react.
Yes.
Yes. I needed to hear that.
It's like parenting everybody.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Parenting the whole nation right there. That's some good parenting right there. But how powerful for that that kind of a mantra to be said every day to this kid. who probably needs to hear those messages. And as teachers, I know you guys agree with me, just the messages about, I will be my own advocate. I will seek out knowledge myself. I will defend myself and get the things that I need. It's a very empowering message.
Yeah.
I will speak up when I need help.
Yes. You know? Yes. Ask, not be afraid to ask questions or whatever the exact phrase was.
Right. So what a great message and what a great way to end this episode.
Thanks again for listening to El Puente Podcast, an intersectional conversation where all our voices can meet.
Don't just sit there. Stand up. Don't just listen. Join the conversation. On Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or you can email us at bocamadremedia@gmail.com.
Here. Boop, 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 here. Boop, boop, boop. Don't, you better cut that out, too. Michael, calm yourself. Boop, 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 boop. Michael has lost it, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit. I'm such a bad influence.
He has lost it. Bitch. Put the food down.
Give
bitch.
Me this over here.
No.
No, you have to wait after the podcast.
Sorry.